Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 5th and the whole week ahead. What a stunning aspect, Venus trine Uranus. Oh, it's lovely. Venus and Sag, Uranus and Aries throw you into the mix and we've got this glorious, glittering, fantastic energy. And the energy is good on so many areas. Good creatively, good for your love life, excellent for any international connections, and brilliant if you want a spot of adventure. This week is all about taking a calculated risk. Here's your Sunday stars. Now, be careful today that you don't bruise yourself, cut yourself, or burn yourself. That's the kind of day it is. Silly little things could trip you up. So when it comes to anything to do with health, then just watch that you don't end up bashing yourself up. I mean, you don't mean to beat yourself up, but sometimes we do very silly things, and as they say, many a slip twixt cup and lip. And here's your Monday stars. Very nice energy between the Sun, your ruler, and Pluto. For you, this means if you've got a lot of things to do with your home or a family situation, then this is good for recovery, and it's great for empowering yourself to be able to sort out a situation. If you're thinking of working from home or connecting yourself more with your career from a base which you can also feel is like a home, then even better. But all in all, a powerful day for you. Here's your Tuesday stars. There's a lot going on in your house of relationships thanks to the pivotal moon in Aquarius. What have you got to deal with? Well, whatever you've got to deal with, the one thing I'm going to say is this. With a square to Mercury, everything is good unless you put your foot in it. And what I mean by that is saying something without thinking or blurting something out. You could upset the apple cart because you don't think before you talk. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mars now moves into Aquarius. That's your seventh house of relationships. You better read all about that in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because Mars moving into this part of your chart means a very sexy energy can happen over the next 6, 7, or 8 weeks. But it is the start of a brand new 2-year period when it comes to your relationships per se. Otherwise, you can purr with passion. And here's your Thursday stars. Because the moon has moved into Pisces, you've got to be a little bit careful of the way your mind works. Psychologically, there's a couple of aspects that could make you a little bit dim-witted and a little bit daft when it comes to thinking about things such as your love life, especially intimacy, and also money, which connects you to other people. Don't rush into anything. You've got some lovely aspects around you, so there's no need to rush. Think about things before you commit. And here's your Friday stars. This is better stuff. With the moon moving into Aries, this is lovely if you're a Leo who is planning a trip or wants to travel. In fact, these stars are lovely for that, especially if you just go off like the spur of the moment. But generally, this is ideal if you're thinking of really boarding a boat, train, plane, and going somewhere different, whether it's now or later, or even the new year. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.